from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. The drinking water in Trenton and some surrounding communities went largely untested for more than a year. Trenton Water Works said in a letter to customers that the utility became aware of the problem a year ago. It says investigations found that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection products, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker was fired, and Trenton's mayor says the matter has been referred to the state attorney general. This may save you some time on your next job search. A new law in the Garden State says most job listings need to include the starting pay or at least a range. The rule takes effect next year.
All three men died within weeks of each other.
New Jersey joined several other states in having a wage transparency law on the books. An hourly or yearly pay range needs to be included, along with potential benefits. The New Jersey Business and Industry Association was originally opposed to the proposal, but VP of Government Affairs Alyssa Frank says it's been tweaked to apply only to businesses with at least 10 workers, and the fines for violations have been significantly lowered.
We got to a place where it wouldn't be entirely burdensome on businesses.
The new law goes into effect on June 1st. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And a grassroots workers group is seeking answers after the deaths of three New Jersey Amazon workers last summer.
All three men died within weeks of each other after incidents in Carteret, Robbinsville, and Monroe, respectively. The lawsuit outlines reasons for believing that extreme heat within the workplace might have been a factor in the deaths, even after the Occupational Safety and Health Administration ruled out workplace factors in its three inspections. An Amazon spokesperson says the OSHA results stand as proof that there was no wrongdoing in these tragic incidents. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And will it snow anytime soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to be a cold night tonight as the sky turns out partly cloudy. Lows will be in the 20s to around 30. Turning breezy tomorrow. Some sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. High temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Periods of snow and rain tomorrow night could accumulate a slushy coating to an inch in some areas, especially near and northwest of 287. Low temperatures will be in the mid-30s. A rain or snow shower in spots to start Thursday. Then clouds break for some sun and it turns colder in the afternoon as temps fall into the 30s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking right now at 29 degrees in Clinton, 30 degrees in Jackson, 26 degrees Millville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by The Tire Place with three locations, Free Old, Bradley Beach, and Old Bridge. Wholesale prices for everyone. Over 10,000 tires in stock. Same day service. The Tire Place is the right place online at njtireplace.com. And by Acteon Networks, protecting your home or business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks to keep our team safe. Visit acteon.net. You'll discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.